This is the Read On Air podcast from RNIB.
This week, the pavements were thronged with hordes of Harry Potters and multitudes of Matildas as people everywhere celebrated World Book Day. Roald Dahl's characters continue to bring pleasure to adults and children alike. So we thought we'd celebrate World Book Day by taking you back to the day the master storyteller came to the RNIB studios to record James and the Giant Peach. But before he began, he revealed what inspired him to write the book.
James and the Giant Peach was the very first of the children's books I've written. I had a couple of children of my own, and I used to tell them stories in bed, and one day I told them one that they seemed to like and wanted more of. And so I thought, well, why don't I try to write a children's book about it? And so I did.
James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl.
It all started on a blazing hot day in the middle of summer. Aunt Sponge, Aunt Spiker, and James were all out in the garden. James had been put to work, as usual. This time he was chopping wood for the kitchen stove. Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker were sitting comfortably in deck chairs nearby, sipping tall glasses of fizzy lemonade and watching him to see that he didn't stop work for one moment. Aunt Sponge was enormously fat and short. She had small, piggy eyes, a sunken mouth, and one of those white, flabby faces that looked exactly as though it had been boiled. She was like a great, white, soggy, overboiled cabbage. Aunt Spiker, on the other hand, was lean and tall and bony, and she wore steel-rimmed spectacles that fixed onto the end of her nose with a clip. She had a screeching voice and long, wet, narrow lips, and whenever she got angry or excited, little flecks of spit would come shooting out of her mouth as she talked. And there they sat, these two ghastly hags, sipping their drinks and every now and again screaming at James to chop faster and faster. They also talked about themselves, each one saying how beautiful she thought she was. Aunt Sponge had a long-handled mirror on her lap, and she kept picking it up and gazing at her own hideous face. "I look and smell," Aunt Sponge declared, "as lovely as a rose. Just feast your eyes upon my face, observe my shapely nose. Behold my heavenly silky locks, and if I take off both my socks, you'll see my dainty toes." "But don't forget," Aunt Spiker cried, "how much your tummy shows." Aunt Sponge went red. Aunt Spiker said, "My sweet, you cannot win. Behold my gorgeous curvy shape, my teeth, my charming grin. Oh, beauteous me, how I adore my radiant looks, and please ignore the pimple on my chin." "My dear old trout," Aunt Sponge cried out, "you're only bones and skin. Such loveliness as I possess can only truly shine in Hollywood," Aunt Sponge declared. "Oh, wouldn't that be fine? I'd capture all the nation's hearts. They'd give me all the leading parts. The stars would all resign." "I think you'd make," Aunt Spiker said, "a lovely Frankenstein." Poor James was still slaving away at the chopping block. The heat was terrible. He was sweating all over. His arm was aching. The chopper was a large, blunt thing far too heavy for a small boy to use. And as he worked, James began thinking about all the other children in the world and what they might be doing at this moment. Some would be riding tricycles in their garden. Some would be walking in cool woods and picking bunches of flowers. And all the little friends whom he used to know would be down by the seaside playing in the wet sand and splashing around in the water. Great tears began oozing out of James's eyes and rolling down his cheeks. He stopped working and leaned against the chopping block, overwhelmed by his own unhappiness.
And this version of James and the Giant Peach is available as TB6212 from the Talking Books Library, where you can find all of Roald Dahl's other classic tales in a range of accessible formats.
Thanks for downloading the Read On Air podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.